What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I say?
What do I say? In the Macmillan online community, we know what it's like to have cancer, because we have it too. So, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need to ask about cancer, whatever the time of day or night, we'll do whatever it takes to help you. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. We are here picking up on part two of our Orange County recap because we got a full hour in. Part one was a full hour, and we only got through the first 12 minutes of the episode. So we took a little break, and we're back to continue the recap. We ended on a really perfect, really nice, awkward note of us just like putting our foot in our mouths and then putting our foot in our mouths again and then trying to take the foot out but replacing it with a different foot. And
delicious.
So that was great.
Feet. Put a little mustard on them, y'all. Okay, so everyone has started to get ready to go. They're all dressing like each other now to go to this party, like the you do me, I do you party, where everybody's going to dress like each other. So we've just ragged on Gina, who we are going to go ahead and leave now. Let's go ahead and just let her be. Let's start with Tammy. So old Tammy is over with Tommy, her gay, who is dressing her like Heather Dubrow.
Yes. And she's like, make me pale and contour the fuck out of my cheeks.
I think she needs black contacts. You know how they cover your whole eye to just make your whole pupil, I mean, your whole iris and ball. What do you call the white of your eye? The whole thing black, just like Heather Dubrow.
I don't know what the white of your eye is.
If you ever
make her eyes look like a Fremen from Dune, because I'm still reading it, I know what the Fremen are. So then,
just so literary.
I'm so guys. I understand sci-fi. So,
guys, oh my god, is there an escalator nearby? Because this recap just got elevated. So
I just want you all to know, Dune is basically the Real Housewives of Orange County. It's about a bunch of people who live in a barren wasteland, and giant worms come up from the sand and eat you. So, that's basically it. That's Orange County. So Tamara's talking to Tommy, and she's like, Shannon's pretty upset with Heather right now. And like, evidently Heather's been like telling people behind Shannon's back that her relationship's not well. And I feel like Shannon's not going to be able to resist confronting Heather. I'm like, and if she does resist, then you're going to make sure it happens.
Yeah, you're going to make her.
Yeah, because evidently Heather's been telling people that Shannon's relationship isn't going well.
And he's like, is she going to bring it up tonight?
She's like, I don't think she's going to be able to help us out, guys.
So then we go to Shannon, who's getting glam, and Adeline comes down to bring her some clothes to wear. And she's like,
Adeline, I can borrow that, right?
And Adeline's like, yeah, it's extra large. And Shannon's like, huh?
Well, bye.
I think the memorandum that I left you was, please bring down one of your outfits so I could show America that I could fit into the outfit of a teenager. You weren't supposed to say extra large things. So.
Wow, thank you. And you want to go ahead and read the label while we're here? The Delta Burt collection. That was so sweet, Adeline. Thank you for reading that.
Oh,
feel great.
Adeline, you don't have to read the part where this dress can double as a tablecloth. That's unnecessary.
made to support SeaWorld. Well, that was not important enough to say out loud.
television. You don't have to show me the receipt from Home Depot. I understand that it's a tarp.
No, I did not ask you to bring the Jazzy from the garage. Put that back, Adeline. Jesus.
Hell, you know, when I called you a little rascal, I didn't mean to actually bring out a rascal scooter.
She's such an asshole. I just love that Adeline's like, yeah, here's your extra large. And Shannon's like, you little bitch. So she's like, oh,
do you have nude pantyhose? And Adeline goes, what? She goes, pantyhose. Don't you know what pantyhose are? And she goes, like tights. Sheer things. They're sheer things you put on your legs. Do you have any or not?
No, I would hope that your daughter doesn't have sheer pantyhose. How weird. Nobody wears those. And also, why are you asking your kid for pantyhose? Surely you have some. I'm not sure what's happening with Shannon.
I feel like pantyhose are not shareable, but I don't know. I'm a man. I don't understand these things. But my instinct tells me undergarments are not things that you necessarily share. So Vicky comes over. She's like, oh, so who are you? Who are you supposed to be? And she's like, oh, I'm going to be Gina. And she's like, oh, yeah, of course you are. So I'm Vicky Gumbleson. Okay, the OG of the OC. I'm going to dress like me.
Fun. And Shannon's like, you're an open book of bullshit. Because, you know, Gina. So then Shannon, which that's more iconic in Shannon's line, in Shannon's mind than mine, because I was like, when did she say that? And then they showed the clip and I was like, it's so weird. It's like my mind has an auto filtering thing that just smudges Gina out when she comes on. It's like boobs. It's like boobs on TV. The fuzz just follows wherever Gina's face goes.
Does Gina have a famous line?
I guess that's it.
You're an open book of bullshit.
I guess so. They're really trying to make that one happen. Yeah. So then Shanna's like, well, Vicky, what are you going to say when you walk in tonight to everybody? And Vicky's like, I'm going to say, where's the party? And then you guys want to give me a keg stand?
Woohoo! Party! Mickey! Mickey, go for that! Back on the party!
So then Shannon goes upstairs to get something. So then the makeup artist is like, well, I guess I'll talk to Vicky. So you dating anyone, Vicky? Vicky's like, oh yeah. Yeah, I'm dating someone. You know, I've been so scared of dating because I've been taken advantage of by the last two guys. It's like over 11 years of being taken advantage of. And they like lied and cheated on me. And like, that was not a good experience. So I had 18 things that I wanted for my next guy. And this guy, he had 18. So then we go through the list.
This is so funny. They showed, first of all, they pulled up a picture of the guys that Vicky's talking about, Brooks and Steve, and put them right next to each other. And then they put year dates underneath them. They're like 2019 to 2022. And then Steve's smarmy face, he's like, hey, I'm Steve Lopez running for governor, whatever his deal is. I know. So good.
Almost the California statesman. So Vicky's list is the guy has to be 58 to 63. He has to be Christian. He has to own a home. He has to be independently wealthy and an entrepreneur and a forward thinker, whatever that means. I've not seen a lot of forward thinking from Vicky, but you know, maybe he just has to have forward healthcare. I'm not sure.
I want him to have never had sex with multiple partners in his life.
He needs to have a sign in his kitchen that says caliente. That's very important to me.
He needs to refuse to take sushi off of naked women in restaurants and instead offer them advice on getting a job.
He has to spread rumors about someone being part of a sex train. That'd be very valuable.
He needs to have insurance, but insurance is not really that good. So then he can be reinsured with better insurance.
Yeah, he has to ruin Mexico. So
he has to be willing to sign life insurance on himself when I take it out on him on our second date.
He has to have the ability to walk through Puerto Vallarta and have all the locals close all the doors and draw all their blinds.
So she wants him to love Mexico, be divorced, but not going through a divorce currently, must have children. He has to be into country music. He has to be a country western boy. He has to love country music, but not big trucks.
Because I like big trucks. Make big trucks.
He has to be compassionate. He has to adore Vicky. He has to make Vicky laugh, but also he has to find Vicky funny. And he has to have fun with Vicky.
I love how compassionate is so low on that list. Like, it's compassionate is below country music.
Country music beat like empathy and compassion, which is crazy.
Country music beat. We need to be able to have fun together. Like a boat. A bonus boat almost beat compassion.
The most important thing is age. Because I love that she thinks like it's those little whippersnappers, Steve Lopez and Brooks, that are the reason. She's like, I'm never dating teenagers again. Those guys were way too young. So then we go over to, so Shannon comes down to Sparkles, and then we go over to Gina's.
This is makes me, this part, she, Gina's like, oh my god, I wonder who got me, you know, because like for me it's like the Madonna factor, like there's so many different versions of me that they could go for. There's like the time when I had the high pony and the cones as breasts, you know what I'm saying, and there was the time when I had like the glove and the ruffle hair, you know what I'm saying, and there was the time when I was like, don't cry for me Argentina. It's just sort of like the Madonna factor with me. I'm like, ma'am, please don't think you can ever elevate yourself to Madonna. I'm not even talking about 2023 Madonna. You're still not even there.
No, of course not. Like, you're a Madonna with like zero talent or previous success. Like, how does that make any sense? And she doesn't have she doesn't have like looks, you know what I mean? She has she changes her clothes.
She has errors. Not a look.
You're basically a constant mess that is slowly being cleaned up season after season. The first season you were an explosion of bleach and bad clip-ons, and you were just terrible, okay? And so then you read comments online and you slightly cleaned it up for the next season, but that was terrible in any way. And then you slightly cleaned it up for the, I mean, you're like a really, you're like a slow motion video of a Slurpee being cleaned off a Dairy Queen floor, Gina, okay? Not Madonna.
Yeah, that was really self-elevating. So then Shannon, meanwhile, is, of course, choosing Gina's worst look. So she has like a big blonde wig and she has all of these tracks in it that are like just hanging out, like very obvious.
Which is golden, except that Shannon also has this issue in her own life, which is really funny that she's going to make fun of Gina for it. But yeah, it's pretty funny. And Vicky's like, so are you guys like Betsy Wetsy now? Like Betsy Wetsy, that's what you think, okay? Everybody, I'm going to get back on this show because everybody in America is going to start being like, oh my God, who are you Betsy Wetsy with? I heard that from Vicky Gumpleson, did you? All the Gumpleheads. All the Gumpleheads are going to start saying it. All the Gumpleheads.
There was a big Venn diagram, like a crossover with Gundleheads and parrot heads. We all love Jimmy. So she was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm definitely not Bugsy Wugsy with Gina. She was mean to me last year. And Vicky's like, so who are you Bugsy Wugsy with? Tamara, who was also mean to me last year, but was a little bit nicer this year. So we're Bugsy Wugsy. Not sure I know what Bugsy Wugsy is, though.
By the way, I thought she was saying Budsy Woodsy, but maybe it was Bugsy Wugsy, because that's what it sounded like, Bugsy Wugsy. But I made sense of it in my mind as Budsy Wudsy, but I don't know.
It could have been Budsy Wudsy.
I don't know.
I mean, it's like, I think you're right. Budsy Wudsy makes a lot more sense than Bugsy Wugsy. Neither of them connote friendship.
It's also Vicky. You don't want to go too far down. Like, hey, let's try and get inside Vicky's mind and see what she's thinking. This is a place where you don't want to practice empathy. Okay,
yeah.
So your brain will explode. So
she has no compassionate.
By the way, Gina was really mean to Shannon last year. Let's not forget. These clips were horrible. Gina was such an asshole to her. And then she's like, you know what, Shannon? I feel pity for you. That's what I feel. She's like, oh, really, John? She said, I have nothing but pity for your life. And John goes, well, fuck her. And then
Gina
turning it around at the reunion and being like, you know what was mean-spirited? Watching John. No man would ever act like that with me.
Like, literally.
Okay.
Yeah. You are trying to make Matt, like, palatable for America. So Shannon is like, she's like, well, I'm
in a good place with Emily and I want to keep her that way. So by good place, I mean we both have run into each other at Yogurtland, and that's a good place. We enjoy that. So
did you ever know that brownies weigh so much? Ridiculous. Little brownie minds.
Have you ever done a swirl with matcha and vanilla? Delicious. But why is it called matcha if it's also called green tea? I mean, choose a lane.
I need to make a list of the lightest toppings to put on my yogurt. Not calorie-wise. I don't care about the calories. Just lighter. I end up spending $30,000 every time I go to a yogurt planet. I mean, little brownies. Oh, God, who knew that peanuts weighed 3 pounds each? It's ridiculous.
I actually have found that a way to be healthy at Yogurtland is I only take about about one little, like a small little ball of froyo. And then I, for toppings, I put a pint of more froyo. And I find that that is actually the healthiest way to go about it.
Okay, so Shannon, so Vicky's like, okay, listen, don't cry tonight. That's what you're not going to do, okay? You're going to cry because it's a woohoo night. We're going to woohoo. And Shannon's like,
no, I won't. But I don't need everyone flipping, going off about a relationship I've had for 3.5 years.
And Vicky goes, that's a long time. That's a long,
I know, 3.5 years, not 3 years, it's not 4 years. I mean, granted, it's not 4 years. I mean, I'm not going to have a diamond anniversary anytime soon, but 3.5 years, that is,
that's like a part of the way to having the right number of lemons in a bowl.
So Shannon is like, I've
had conversations with Heather about normal relationship issues, but for her to allude that it's serious and it's really bad, no. People have seen me and John all the time, and they say, I have never seen you look happier. The way you are crying right now and drunkenly telling me about how he yells at you, the joy in your voice that we can possibly detect is unparalleled.
So just go ahead and rain on my parade, Heather DuBrow.
Shannon Bedore kicked out of a restaurant. There are multiple options. It's like Shannon Bedore kicked out of club. Shannon Bedore kicked out of bar. Shannon Bedore kicked out of restaurant.
Did we even talk about the fact that one happened like a week and a half ago where she got into a fight with John's son?
That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking up because she's like,
oh, wow. They say a normal fight between me and John. Everyone says how happy we are.
According to Page Six reported. Okay. After Page Six reported, she was escorted out of the bar. She denied claims she was removed from the premises, though she admitted there was screaming.
The lights were up and they were saying, everybody wrap it up, Bedore said, explaining that the establishment was nearing closing time. As I screamed at John's children.
But then she put up a photo of her and John together, like, look at us, we're happy people who definitely did not witness a fight with me and his child earlier. So now Tamra shows up at Jen's house because Jen's hosting the party. And now Jen's still in glam. And so Tamra enters in as Heather, and Jen's like, ha, 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 ha. That is honestly funnier than the time that we wrapped my friend Taylor in a hefty bag and rolled her down a hill. I am literally going to pee my pants right now. Thank you so much.
And Tamra does do the put on Heather Dubrow walk. You know how Heather does that? Like, she does like the snooty little put on walk. And it's funny, but seeing Tamra do it, I'm like, I wonder if Heather Dubrow is doing the Bette Midler walk and like trying to be wacky and hilarious. Yeah, she's doing her like,
probably.
You know, how Bette Midler has that little like kind of waddle, like fancy little waddle walk that she does.
Totally.
So Tamra is just being totally mean. She comes in just being an asshole about Heather Dubrow, and then she's like shooting a money gun off everywhere, and she's like,
it's me, Heather Dubrow, I'm rich, bitch. You wanna do some champs? You're so cute. You're so cute and poor. You're so cute and poor, stupid poor people.
Jen's like, I am dying of laughter right now. Oh my God, see, if Tamra, I say I'm dying of laughter, that counts as laughter.
Tamra, thank you so much for bringing so much joy into my house right now. The way that you just came through my home and just brought so much joy. Thank you so much for that, Tamra. I'm grateful for you.
She says, Tamra and I need to co-host because we need to rebuild.
I'm like, what? How is this rebuilding your friendship?
It's like asking the hurricane to rebuild Haiti. You know what I mean? She is the one who broke it. What are you talking about asking her to rebuild it? You don't ask the bull in the china shop to pull out a glue gun and start repairing things.
So Jen, she dresses up as Taylor Armstrong, which is funny because I thought Jen dressed as Taylor Armstrong. To me, I thought it was someone coming in dressed as Jen. But she just makes her lips really big.
She's already got the Taylor Armstrong quality, right?
Yeah.
Crazy face.
So she's wearing all this like all this swag from the deck because that's where Taylor goes all the time. And then Gina comes in, dresses Emily. Emily is, again, dresses Emily. And then Emily is Shannon, and she's wearing like the Real for Real pants, like with the lemon logo thing on it, and she got the sort of has the wig on and everything.
Where she really wins this, Emily's best prop work is the double glasses. She wears glasses and then sunglasses, and she switches them back and down on her head like Shannon. I think that's really funny.
Yeah, and then Heather comes in dressed like Jen, and she looks like. She doesn't look anything like Jen at all, right? Am I crazy? That looked nothing like Jen.
No, she looks not like Heather didn't even bother with this one. And Heather's the rich one, and she couldn't even get a blonde wig. Like, Jen's not a redhead. It was really weird. I'm not sure where this...
Yeah, I feel like Jen's probably pretty, really easy to put on, like, a yoga outfit or something
and
like
Heather
that.
Heather also dressed kind of, like, streetwalkery to be Jen, which I thought was kind of offensive, because I don't feel like Jen is really provocative in the way she dresses, but Heather's no. like... All right, give me something slutty and give me a hooker wig. I want it to look like a hooker wig. Okay, do you remember that hooker I auditioned to play in that Perry Mason back in the day? The original Perry Mason, not the new one. Could you bring me that dress? Go get it from storage, Alfredo. And get that fucking dog back in its cage. What is it doing? What is it doing here?
I called my friend Jane Leaves and said, please get me a wig of a tramp. And this is what she sent me.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Since his death in 2009, the world has struggled with how Michael Jackson should be remembered, as the king of pop or as a monster. I'm Leon Nafok, the host of Fiasco and the co-creator of Slow Burn.
And I'm Jay Smooth, a hip-hop journalist and cultural commentator. Michael Jackson was accused of child molestation for the first time in 1993. Our new podcast, Think Twice, Michael Jackson, is the story of what came before and what came after.
Throughout the podcast, we explore what makes Michael Jackson seemingly uncancelable. And we dig into the complicated feelings so many of us have when we hear Billie Jean at the grocery store.
Through dozens of original interviews with people who watched the story unfold firsthand, Think Twice is an attempt to reconcile our conflicted emotions about Michael Jackson, the man, with our deep-seated love of his art.
Listen to Think Twice, Michael Jackson, wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge the entire series ad-free on Audible or the Amazon Music app.
So, so then Tamra is like, she's doing her money gun thing and everything, and Heather's like, oh, you look good as me, Tamra. And then she tells us, I wouldn't buy a money gun. That's the class A, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's Ramona's line, ma'am.
Now, Taylor didn't make any effort either, but she is a friend of, and, you know, she's not making a paycheck yet, because we know that the show does not pay you until you're five. So Taylor comes on, and she's supposed to be Tamra, but all she does is bring little weights and wear some ankle warmer things, and then otherwise she's just herself.
Tamara's really offended. She's like, I mean, doesn't even look like me at all. Like, you could have worn, like, a cut fitness hat. I'm like, unfortunately, that gym's closed, so I'm not sure that. That would have been a viable option.
You could have worn some titty prosthetics. I mean, a big sign saying asshole. I don't know. Just something. I'm a little disappointed.
And I agree that she should have done more for Tamra. There's so much you can do for Tamra. Come on.
Yeah. So, but Taylor loves what Jen did, because Jen also added a smudge Lord the Cat from the famous meme. So Taylor is very happy about that. God, Tamara's probably so jealous that Taylor's part of like an everlasting meme. She's probably so jealous about that.
Yeah.
So, and then Emily is like, she's like, oh, I'm already tired of being Shannon. And she sits down on a stool and then falls off the stool. And everyone's like, oh my God, you're just like Shannon.
This episode, I mean, we're just when they're funny, it's harder, because it's like, oh, well, let's just describe what's happening. They're walking in as each other, which doesn't sound that great. I get it. But it was so fucking funny to watch this. I was dying laughing. And then her rolling all over the floor is Shannon. And then Shannon coming in dressed as Gina, just looking like absolute garbage and going, you're an open book of bullshit. And like doing Gina's accent all over the place because it doesn't make any sense.
And then Gina, of course, gets herself upset. Gina's like, well, I'm not surprised that Shannon has chosen a version of me that was like me at like my worst. Like, but I don't believe she could pull off my current version. I'm like, listen, like, why, like, of course she's gonna choose you at your worst. Like, you got, that's what like a a party like this is for. You want to roast someone.
It's God, you every so season. Annoying. Like, what are you talking about? So, also, did you see the thing where Shannon went on Watch What Happens Live, and then Gina posted a thing that was like, oh, flattery is the most sincere form of, copying someone, imitation. There we go. Okay, that was a Ronnie fudge, not a Gina fudge. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and that's what Shannon did, because I wore it first. And then she posts her picture side by side of her wearing the same skirt, and people dragged Gina in those comments. It was so funny.
I saw that there was a dust up, but I didn't see the comments.
Oh, it was so funny. And she wouldn't back down, you know. And Shannon was like, well, I guess that nobody remembers Gina wearing a skirt. I certainly didn't. And I refuse to take this anymore, Gina.
So now they do like keg stands. And Vicky's like, I haven't done one since I like surprised Michael in the dorm room. So she's doing it, but then she spits it all. She's like doing the keg stand, but then she spits it all out again on top of the keg. And then Shannon's like, don't please, no, you're going to trap me. Please don't. This is very unsafe. I don't want to. Okay, I guess I'll do it. And so Shannon's doing the keg stand.
I was dying. They're all lifting her up. Just watching all the ladies lift up Shannon and Shannon freaking out.
I'm not a keg stander. I'm going to vomit. Oh my God, I can't do that thing where you just open your mouth and then everything falls out. I'm doing it.
And then Tamara's walking around like, I'm Heather. I'm slutty Heather. Heather Duho. That's who I am.
And Taylor goes, Heather Duho? I'm like, what? And then she gets on the floor and she's wearing a thong and she starts opening her legs and sucking on a lemon and then rolling around on the floor and screaming, Heather Duho? What the hell? And Heather's like, well, dressing up like Heather Dubrow apparently doesn't mean you behave like Heather Dubrow.
I also don't get this joke. What does do ho mean? Is that supposed to be something? You know that Heather has no idea what ho is. She's like, huh? Is this a reference to a landscaper?
So then they go, Emily and Gina go inside to have some charcuterie. And, Gina's like got her Tupperware there. She's putting some stuff for later. And Emily is like, oh, I had drinks with Tamara the other day, and we were chatting about what Heather told us about her relationship with John, and I told Tamara about that. And Gina's like, oh, no.
Cheese lasts till the next day, right? What's the thing that you can't heat up the next day? Fish?
Can you eat the wax pot? Can you eat the wax pot? Is that okay? If you eat monster, does that actually bring monsters to your house?
I'm just going to ignore that for a moment. So I talked to Tamara. I talked to Tamara about what, like, Heather telling us about, like, Shannon. And, like, this is what, like, hurts my feelings, okay? Because, like, I open up to her about Shane, and I share all these things about my family. And then, like, after she falls asleep and then wakes up again, then, like, you know, I say, like, you need to be honest with me because, like, I can help you. I can be an advocate for you, but she won't let us. She won't let us do that. I'm like, just because you offload all the boring asks stories about Shane onto Shannon does not mean that she is obligated to share as much back with you. Like, you share what you feel comfortable with sharing. It doesn't mean, like, because you give someone something that they have to therefore give just as much back. And if they're not giving, if you feel like there's an inequity, then just move on.
Well, also, she's forgetting what her and Gina did to Shannon and what they've been doing to Shannon for years.
Yeah.
Especially last year when they pretended that they were going to be Shannon's friend. And then they took everything that Shannon said to them in private and used it against her. And, like, you know, they were horrible to her. They were horrible. And I'm really enjoying Emily this season. Like, I'm actually glad Emily's around this season. But they were horrible. And for her to act like she doesn't understand why Shannon wouldn't trust her to open up, because she didn't even open up to you, and you're still taking her private shit to try and fuck with her on TV. Like, she knows you, you know?
Yeah. So Gina's like, you know what? She doesn't want the help, but then she has cocktails, and then she wants the help.
And Emily's like, and that's unfair for us because, like, we can be a good friend at the time and then pretend that we have to pretend like nothing happened the next day. I'm like, yeah, well, that would be being the good friend. Is that, like, that's the nature of Shannon's relationship. She wants to get wasted and talk to you about it then, and you're a good friend to her then, and then you just, like...
And you don't hold it against her the next day when you're sober and everybody pretends nothing happened. Duh. Yeah. Have you ever had friends before? Like, who...
Have you ever talked to a waspy person? I mean, that's what you have to do.
Yeah. So then Shannon is like, oh, well, okay, everybody. They're at the table outside. And Shannon's like, okay, everybody. Well, you know, next Tuesday is my event for event. We're going to have a Mexican fiesta for Mexican fiesta with Senor Noodles.
Yeah. We're going to make that Senor Noodles work. Okay. Second appearance.
Is John an investor in Senor Noodles? What is the Senor Noodles obsession? Why are we trying to make Senor Noodles happen? Why?
Senor Noodles excited. Senor Noodles back. He's like, his hair's all grown out. He gets a phone call. What? You need Senor Noodles? Yes.
So Tamara's like, okay, we're going to play a game. It's going to be called Do a Drink, all right? So you either got to do it or you got to drink. That's the thing.
So the first one is pick out a sex position. Okay, yeah, pick out a sex position, all right? Because Eddie already picked out about 10 sex positions today. Fuck me real hard. Do the vicar. Do the vicar.
Sandy and Dan Hedaya show up. Dan Hedaya, like, we like to do all sorts. We like to do the reverse cowgirl. Does that gross anyone out?
Mom, get out of here.
I like to pretend that Dan here is ponying me on the back of a Costco sample cart.
Is that a position?
We do some role play where I walk in and he says, ma'am, do you have a Costco card? And I say, no. And he goes, okay, you'll have to go over that line and get your photo taken. And I said, will you show me the way? And then he bones me on top of a table and we pretend he takes a photo of me. And that's my Costco card.
And then afterwards, I do take a sample of trail mix.
I do.
Really sexy.
And then we do go to Costco. So Tamara's like, so Vicky's like, she's like, this is what I've been doing. So she like bends over and Tamara's up behind her, sort of like ramming her from behind. And the producer's like, oh, what else do you do from behind? And Vicky's like, God, you think I'm some sort of sex freak? I'm not. I'm like, well, thanks to the gay population thanks you for making us all sex freaks.
Well, we are. I mean, we are homosexuals.
We are a sex freaks. So that's proud of it. So then Taylor.
Just because we're a community that embraces things like fisting. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Does not mean that.
All right. Reel it in. Wow. Fisting. I feel like that should be. Okay, I don't even want to go there. No one needs to hear my thoughts on that. Okay, so let me try to get back into this show. I feel like this show is grossing us out, so we have the right to gross our audience out, right? But I'm not going to do it because I respect this audience. Okay, so Heather is like, okay, so who had a threesome? I'm going to guess Taylor. And Taylor's like, yes, it's true. I did.
And I got fisted while it happened. And so,
me and two fists. Bam.
So Gina's like, oh my God. I can't tell if you're... Oh, wait. Sorry. What? I think I'm going to... She goes, I can't tell... Oh, because... Sorry. Emily's like, give me the details. But she's sort of doing Shannon voice. And Gina's like, oh my God. I can't tell if you're like Emily or Shannon. It's like getting creepy. And Shannon's like, yeah, well, if you think that's me, that's... That just shows how what sort of gulf we have in our friendship that you don't even understand my mannerisms or the way that I talk. And then Shannon gets like upset. And in the confessional, she's like, no, Gina, Emily has not transformed into me. This is what I do. I do a hand like this, up to the left and down to the right. I do this. I don't do jazz hands. When have you ever seen me do jazz hands? I literally never do jazz hands.
Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off. Okay. Listen, do I need to call Mr. Miyagi in here?
So, Emily's impersonation, she does get some of the things right. She does get Shannon's ho, 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 ho. She does kind of get that. But then her voice for Shannon is like, so I have a question for you. Why are you talking like that? Why?
Yeah.
So they have to motorboat the person to their right. So Gina motorboats Jen, and then Vicky's like, do a striptease, and then do a shot for every article of clothing you have on. So she takes off her shirt, and she's like, my kids aren't going to be mortified by this, right? Whoa! Whoa! And Gina's like, oh my God, after 13 years, now you're worried they're going to be mortified?
And then we see like some of Vicky's greatest hits. We see the family van. We see Brooks basically saying he wants to bang Vicky on a table at a restaurant. And we have, and then there's multiple murders in my life. So now there's more shots. And then like, you know, Taylor licks a nipple. And they're just like funny. It's like wacky. It's like, you know what? It's a drinking game on Bravo. Like, what could possibly be stale about it?
Yes. So, and then, it was a total Tamara one where she's like, hey, everybody, we're still so sexual, right? Let's talk about sexual. Yeah, everybody. So they do that. I was cracking up.
Why can't they play code names? I want to see them play code names.
What's that?
It's a game where like you put a bunch of words on a table and you have to sort of like link them. And I just would love to see Tamara trying to like link different words together.
How do I link moon and light together? I don't understand that.
Okay, so Emily's like, when I heard game night, I thought it was going to be like Monopoly or something. I didn't imagine my nipples getting licked. Not complaining, though. Not complaining. At least okay, let's give me a taco.
Hey, quiet. Quiet. My turn. Hey. So I'm going to say something, okay? Let's get the show on the road here, okay? Gina, I will say right now to you, I went to dinner with Emily the other night, and she said to me that, like, you had told her that, like, Shannon's relationship with John is not good. Did you hear that? Or I guess she said that to Heather.
That's so funny.
I did not say that.
She has this whole, like, fun sex game. Once everybody is nice and loose, she's like, oh, that was so funny. So, Heather, I heard that she said Shannon's relationship was pure shit. I know.
She's like, okay, enough fun. Okay, Heather, you've been talking shit, huh?
So then I was like, I did not say that. So then Shannon's like,
Heather, may I talk to you?
So she pulls
this
Heather.
This is not okay. This is not okay.
So she's like, I've been beyond upset because Tamara asked me the other night multiple times, do you trust Heather?
And she said, I was with Emily last night and she was almost in tears because she felt bad. And she said that Heather had pulled her aside, as in you, Heather, and said that Shannon and John's relationship is bad. Does this look like the face of a woman who is in a bad relationship? Do I want to cry? Yes. Am I amazed that I can move my hands because I've been so paralyzed by terrible arguments? Perhaps. But I'm in a great, I'm happy. I'm a happy, happy lady.
And this begins. Okay, so fucking Shannon, it's usually starts off quiet and then it slowly builds until Shannon's just gone nuts. But I think this has been building in her mind so much that she starts off nuts. She is ready to go on a full mental breakdown, right? So she's like,
yeah. Oh, and then, you know, she said, you said that.
And Heather goes, I didn't. That's bullshit.
Well, then she said, you told Gina our relationship is bad. And then she said that, and Gina and Emily, and then guess what she said? Heather told me. That's what she said.
And it goes, tss. And Heather's like, this is unfortunate that I am stuck here with Shannon looking directly in her face. Also, that I don't care. How should I deal with this? So then it cuts to Emily and Tamara. And Emily's like, this is really bad. Because the problem is that Shannon likes to tell us things, but it's like low-key. And Vicky goes, she wants to protect Jonathan. Yeah, but like it gets to this point where it's just unfair. Yeah, because you're revealing everything and then Shannon's revealing roses and sunshine. It's like Shannon gets to live like in this beautiful house with crystal air filters. Meanwhile, you know, your boyfriend's faking cancer, is what you're saying. She's like,
yes, thank you for understanding, Vicky.
So what is Emily's issue here? Because originally it was Emily's issue is that she's concerned that Shannon's putting her trust in the wrong person because Heather's going around telling all her business as if Emily has not gone and told everyone this episode that John left her at Nobu. So is Emily's issue that Shannon is misplacing her trust, or is her issue that Shannon's telling everything to everyone, but then when she gets drunk, but then like won't talk about it when she's not drunk, which is a totally different issue whatsoever. And then also on top of that, if Shannon's telling everyone everything when she gets drunk, then why is she upset that like Heather knows stuff?
She keeps changing her mind. First, it was Shannon. It's always been like, why doesn't Shannon include me? She feels like she's been on this show for a long time, her and Gina, and that they're always left on the outside, and they only have each other as friends. So then they finally warm up Shannon, but then they turn on Shannon and betray her, so now Shannon has iced them out again. So she's mad that Shannon doesn't consider her a friend, and that she's going to Heather with all this shit, who doesn't even like her, instead of coming to Emily, who is really Shannon's friend. And she can trust Emily, but she doesn't think she can trust Emily, but she can't trust Emily because Emily's sitting here telling everybody all this shit, right? But then today she's also making it that Shannon is not fair as a housewife because everybody else is sharing their life and Shannon is not sharing their life.
That is
and
the
everybody
true
else
issue.
Is forced to share their secrets, but Shannon doesn't have to share her secrets, to which I say, you don't share your secrets. Your husband's a fucking asshole. What's that your big secret? We know. Okay. And your mom had a job. Like, we get it. But that's not fair. And Shannon's secret is that she's a fucking psychotic disaster with emotional issues. And
Shannon
she
is an open wound. She doesn't have to share secrets because she's a gaping open wound. We see it and we love it. We literally, like, I love Shannon. So don't come for her. So Heather's like, listen, I have not told any of these girls your story, okay? Because as we all know, for me to tell a story, you have to involve agents, there have to be producers, there is a process in which we do this, and no one has done anything, Taylor. So Shannon's like,
yeah, but Tamara says that you sat down with her, and Heather goes, and said what?
That's the thing. Shannon still doesn't know what was said, which is why it's so funny. Because
and she can't
believe...
she can't verify it because then she will out it in the process of verifying it.
Right. So Shannon's getting herself all whipped up, but she still doesn't know what anybody has said about her. So Heather's like, okay, so what exactly did I say? Because Tamara's being tricky and doing that thing where she's insinuating a lot of stuff, but never said, I don't even think Tamara knows anything specific.
I don't think Tamara knows anything because in the flashback, if you look, Tamara does the psychic thing, which is that Emily said, Heather was telling me like all this stuff about like things are shit's like really bad with Shannon. And Tamara just nods her head and goes, she told me that too. I'm like, did she? Or are you just sort of saying that so you can sort of say that she's like, I don't trust it. I also feel like Emily and Gina and Tamara have always been, consistently some of the worst narrators we've ever had. Unreliable narrators, where I can see a world where Heather says, I talked to Shannon and I'm not at liberty to say what she told me, but I have to say it's bad and I am concerned about their relationship. And then they go and they say, Heather told us stories. Heather told us it's not good. And then that becomes like way more than that. Not
but then they
Heather.
Also make it sound like Shannon's complaining to them too. They can't make up their mind like which lie they're going with. First they said Heather's the one who told him all this stuff, but then they're saying, but you complain about him all the time and we're not allowed to talk about it. So which is it?
Well, Heather does not like being put in this position, and so she brings out her sharpest claw hands because Shannon's like, well, Tamara said only in generality, said only in generalities, like it's really bad. And Heather goes, I'm always very neutral about you and John, always, always. She literally takes her finger, her claw, and it goes, a boom, like right in her face.
She does. She's like catching the fly. It's okay. Heather is so Karate Kid. All the hand movements in this show are Karate Kid. We've got the wax on, the wax off, the Heather hands catching flies. We need to do a paint on, paint off. I'm sure we'll get
sure
it at some
is.
Point.
Claw on, claw off.
Claw on, claw off.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Heather's like, Tamara's trying to drum up something as if I can't keep a secret. And I don't like that. And also, I think that Shannon is way too concerned about who is talking about a relationship than being concerned about the actual relationship, which is falling apart because John left her at Nobu. Did I say that part out loud? To America.
Well, now I have to talk to John about this. And he's going to be furious and say, you know how private I am. And now why would you tell anybody anything? And when we fight, it is devastating. It is devastating to me. That is why.
Heather's claw hands are crying. They're like, I'm showing empathy. My claw hands are crying.
It's hard to talk about something serious while we're being like this because the show is ridiculous. And Shannon really is on one for the show. And I don't want to stop making fun of it, okay? But I do have to stop here just for a serious moment. your boyfriend not allowing you to talk about your relationship and put like trying to separate you from people who are there to support you and help you is not good. That's not a good sign. And Shannon has a pattern, David, of not being with very good people. So I don't like this. I don't like John. I think John and Shannon have some kind of weird alcohol-fueled, like semi-emotionally abusive relationship. I don't like anything that I've heard about this relationship, and I'm glad she's away from John now because this isn't right. Like being this terrified that John, that your boyfriend is going to hear that you confided in your friends about your problems. I mean, that's weird. And I get that it's on national TV, but you're also dating somebody on national TV on purpose. Like you wouldn't just be accidentally dating somebody on national TV. A lot goes into it.
Well, I just think at the very least, I don't know if John is dating someone on purpose to be on TV. But what I do know is that she's, when John met her, she had been on TV for several years and continues to be on TV. And like it's part of her life. And like anyone with half a brain knows that if you're going to date someone like a reality star, you really like your stuff is going to be put out there. And like that should be considered. And at first, John seemed actually relatively cool and chill and nice. But I'll always remember the Bronwyn's, right before COVID, when Bronwyn had the wedding vow renewal, they were like in Palm Springs or something, and Shannon and John just got shit-faced. And I just remember John sitting there in their little like hotel sort of cabana thing, and he just was sitting there in the chair just like drinking his booze. And I was like, I don't think this is a good relationship.
No.
I feel like this is just like the two of them just get wasted together, which is it could be fun, but I feel like the bottom's falling out.
It could be fun, and it is fun sometimes, but it can turn into Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, too. And if you guys don't know what that is, Google that shit on YouTube and watch some clips from that, because that's what I imagine it being. Like, two just really drunk, abusive. Like, they get drunk, and then they just get mean, and they go really low, and Shannon loses it, and he says really dark, mean things to her, and then the next day they pretend it's okay and try to, like, kind of... That's kind of what I'm getting from all of this. But my basic point was like, if you're terrified that your boyfriend is going to find out that you've been talking about your relationship to your friends, that's not normal. And I'm worried. Like, I like Shannon. I don't want her to be in something like that.
Of course. So Heather goes, Shannon, I'm just telling you, I've been a really good friend to you. I care about your relationship. I care about your children. You know, Jenny and Francis, whatever their names are, and I wouldn't spread any of your private information. And anything you told me in that vault, I would never repeat. Just so you know, some of these girls are very specific about you not having good relationship and hiding it. And scene. Thank you very much, everyone. Roll credits. It's like, Heather, this is not the end of the this is not an end of episode monologue. You did not get a to be continued. Are you sure about that? It's kind of my specialty.
Really? Who's the producer who decided that? Oh, yeah. She just slams him up against the wall. You listen here.
That was a to be continued monologue.
So I love that she goes on this whole tirade about what a good friend she is. And she's like, and everyone talks about how your relationship sucks. And Shannon's like, whoa,
that is my private information that I felt like I could share with you. And by the way, that is my private information they're talking about. Mine, that is my social security number. That is mine. Mother's maiden name. How dare you? What was my pet's first name? I thought that was in the vault.
So Emily's like, well, I guess this is at the table. Emily's
back at the table. Tamara's like, so what even happened? Because Tamara still doesn't even know what everybody's talking about. She's stirring all of this shit and she still has no facts.
She's so trying to get morsels that way. Then she can synthesize it and say, oh, this is what was told to me.
Exactly. So she's got Emily nice and buttered up now because she's drunk, right? She got everybody to get drunk during this game. So she's like,
so what happened anyway, bitch?
And Emily's like, well, apparently they got into this huge fight and then John left her at Nobu. And Gina's like, yeah, but is that an isolated situation? And Taylor goes, but the question is it isolated? It's like, yeah, Taylor, that was literally the question.
Nice yes and. So Heather's like, she's like, I'm an actress now. I guess and. So Heather goes, you, Shannon,
you and I have a nice relationship, wealthy woman to poor woman, and all I said to these girls is how you and I have gotten very, very close. I mean, you're not a fellow New Yorker, and you're not an actress, and you don't seem to have a penthouse in Los Angeles, and as far as I can tell, your children aren't in real estate, but we have some crossover in the things that we like shoes. We like to have things on our feet when we walk on surfaces, so we're close.
I like to give dollars to people standing under freeway underpasses to feel better about myself. You enjoy taking dollars standing under freeway underpasses.
We both have dogs that adore us. My dog, George, is a Labramation. Is that a type of dog, a Labramation?
I have a private chef. You eat privately. So many things. So many things in common.
I understand why you want to keep things private. I have a private chef. I understand these things.
Also a private plane. And sometimes you really just want to be able to kick your feet up. I get it, Shannon. I get it.
I understand why you want to build, put these walls up. I mean, you have to get through three gates just to get to my house. I understand about walls.
But then let me finish. Let me finish.
Because Shannon's just going... She sounds like it's after a rainstorm and there's like a dribble from the gutter landing. You hear that thing outside.
I like when she gets so mad that she sounds like a string caught in a vacuum cleaner when she goes,
let me finish, please. Okay, I have done what I needed to do, but I'm not taking the fall for defiling our friendship because I didn't do it, and I refuse to be held to the fire for something I did not do. To be continued. Thank you, everyone. It's a wrap. No, Heather, we still have a good 25 minutes left in the show. This is ridiculous.
I love that she used the word defiled. She hasn't used that word since. Did you defile my cake?
I have to adjudicate this situation at the moment.
And Shannon's like, I get it. I get it. This is me throwing up my hands in the air, but also waxing on, wax off. If a window was tilted back towards me, well, I get it. I get it.
The window is slowly falling on me, but I'm waxing it at the same time because if I'm going to die under the shattered glass, let it be clean glass.
So back to Emily. Emily's like, oh, I'm really upset about it. Where'd you get that chicken? So she starts chomping on a skewer. And Tamara's like,
question. Did Heather talk to you about being concerned about Shannon's relationships?
And she's yours.
Gina, did Heather talk to you about being concerned about Shannon's relationships?
And she's like, yeah. And Heather goes, what are you whispering, Tamara?
And now they're doing
quiet
this
down, thing. Slut lock.
Now they're doing this thing where they all do start doing a soap opera stare off, but they're at two different tables and they're all in these terrible wigs and outfits. I was dying laughing at this. So Tamara's like,
my question is, do you talk about Jenna and Emily's Shannon's relationships? Yes or no?
Okay, Columbimbo, how about this? Did all of you talk about Shannon's relationship? How about that?
And she goes, I'm not going to do this, Heather. I'm not. I am not going to do this in this group. I will not do this. And Emily's like,
you know what, Heather? That's not fair. That's not fair. And Heather goes, you know what? Stand down. Stand down. Fake Shannon.
And Emily's like, Heather's blaming us to deflect from her wrongdoing, but if you go back to the crux of this, it began with Heather talking about things Shannon had shared with Heather. And so Gina goes,
listen, it's just a concern, okay?
And Shannon goes, Gina?
Okay, Gina. And Gina's like, I'm the last person in this. I respect your boundaries, okay? You're the one poking around in my relationship, Shannon. You don't even got a warrant.
So I really think you should stand down, because I am not poking. I do not poke unless it's on Facebook, which I believe still has that feature, does it not? No? No? Okay, well, maybe not. So I do not poke at all, in fact.
Excuse me for giving you the little wavy hand. okay, instead of a mug. And Gina was like, oh, really? You stand down, because you went to Emily concerned about my relationship with Travis. And she goes, oh, well, I'm the same way Heather was. She was concerned. She goes,
remember she finished my sentence in Montana. Do we not remember my sentence?
Heather was concerned and I was concerned. And Gina goes, but then why are you yelling at her if she's concerned about your relationship?
And then we just get a big long,
Jenny goes, you owe my boyfriend a huge fucking apology. And she goes, your boyfriend owes you a thousand apologies, apparently, from what everyone else is saying, because we're concerned about you, okay? And, like, that's all, and this has nothing to do with me. Well, I'm dressed as you, so I guess in some ways it does have to do with you, because everyone's talking to me, but maybe they think they're talking to you. Ha! Costumes.
And Gina's really getting Shannon with logic, because, first of all, it's you shocking. Can't yell that you're allowed to talk out of concern for a relationship, but nobody else is. And then Gina does that boyfriend thing, like, everybody says your boyfriend's terrible, and Shanna stands there with her hands on her hip, just, like, moving her lips, and the music goes, bow! I was like, wow, I've never heard that one. That was like a Broadway entrance. It was like, bow!
Would now be a good time for me to do a to-be-continued monologue?
No! There's nobody here who knows anything about my relationship. I have never been more in love, and I've never hurt more. And when we're not in a good spot, okay? And I am totally in love, which is why I just told the producers that if anyone mentions John's name, he's going to dump me. So we are totally, totally in love.
We're just concerned, Shannon.
So are you kidding me? Am I getting ambushed here? These girls are exaggerating. It's like a rat feeding friends. That's what it is. A bunch of rats feeding.
It's a rat feeding frenzy, which I'm unclear if that means it's a bunch of rats eating something or a bunch of people eating rats. But it could go either way.
So she's like furiously dancing with her arms waving wax on wax. She's like ice skating away from the situation in her glitter. She's like,
well, I hope that you guys enjoy having conversations about me. Okay, enjoy that. Enjoy. Goodbye. I'm done. I've had it.
I'm fucking out.
So she storms off. Shannon storms off. Shannon storms Bedore off. And Jen is like, well, if she's going through stuff and confiding, and Vicky's like, let it be. You know, as you get older, the less gossip, the better. And I hear it's been happening with you, by the way. I'm sorry.
She's like, yeah, it's been terrible. Thank you so much for saying that. It really has been terrible. But you know what? Yeah. Just you acknowledging that, I feel so seen right now in this moment, Vicky. Thank you so much.
I've seen Shannon and John together, and they seem very happy. Bless them for trying to survive this group. Bless them.
Inside, Shannon's still freaking out with Tamara and Emily now. And Emily's like, calm down.
She goes, this is my life. This is my life. John Chance is my life.
She goes,
How dare?
Because she's trying to say, how dare you? But they cut her off. Emily goes, calm down.
But I needed to say the rest. I have to say the rest of the line. I have to say the dare part.
No, you don't. Calm down. So then Heather's like, why is Emily always coming after me? I am done with her. I am done with this poor street urchin. And Vicky's like, Heather, what happened? I heard you were telling them something. Everything is my fault. Apparently I'm a Machiavellian. Okay, does anyone want to clue Gina in on what that word is? Okay, Machiavellian, terrible person who just manipulates everyone.
And has talked about Shannon's relationship for years. Well, you have. First of all, that is true. And Vicky's like, well, you know what? Look, it's the vault. The vault is the vault. We don't talk about what's in the vault. Heather goes, oh, that's right. We just don't talk about it. So back inside, Emily's like, I'm going to say this from the bottom of my heart, Shannon. I love you, Shannon. I love when Emily's wasted and emotional because she, like, doesn't love Shannon. So it's so funny. And Shannon's like, oh, really? Well, she said she never said a word to anyone. So what do you think about that? And Tamara's like, ah, so she'd lied. So now Tamara marches outside and says, hey, why are you saying that I didn't say the truth? Why am I getting brought into this?
Like, you Tamara, started why? This. Tamara literally started this entire imbroglio, okay? And Heather's like, well, why did I get brought into this? I'm a working actress. And Tamara says, she's like, I haven't said fucking anything except for everything that I've said. And why did you tell her that I'm shit-talking her? And Heather's like, I didn't say Tamara. I said evil wench who has passing resemblance to a possum on a dumpster. If you want to assume that's you, that's on you.
And they do give her a 20-minute rewind clip where she's... What that seems to prove what she's saying, right? It's Heather saying 20 minutes earlier, I'm telling you, some of these girls are very specific about you not having a good relationship and that you're hiding it. But she didn't say Tamara. So inside, Shannon and Emily are still going. And Shannon's like, I haven't called you and said anything about my relationship. And Emily goes, well, actually, that's not true.
2 years ago?
No, it was a couple of months ago. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. You went to Javier's and you told me a lot of things, Shannon. And Shannon's just making this face like,
oh God, oh Jesus, God, please don't say it. Javier's. Oh God, well, that, well there was that night I drove the car through the front of the restaurant because they told me they didn't have valet, and they said
it was actually a car friendly, it was like a drive-thru.
Time I threw nacho cheese down the waitress's blouse because I ordered guacamole and said, why would you assume that I wanted chili con queso, you stupid slut.
There was the time I lit the decorative poncho by the hostess stand on fire because they wouldn't seat me fast enough, but I think that was not the same time.
There was the time that I put the tablecloth on my head and said, look at me, I'm a nun, and I'm Sister Javier, and then I walked away and then took all the plates off the table and felt it. Did I tell her that part?
Was it the time that I saw David at the bar and I took a flaming margarita and splashed in his face, which both splashed him and burned him, and they had to call the ambulance, and then it turned out it wasn't David. Was it that time?
Was it the time that I opened up the check to pretend I was going to pay the bill before John could get to it, and it said, thank you, comma, David, and I started screaming, fuck you, in the middle of the restaurant because a waiter had the same name as my evil ex, David Bidor.
Was it the time that I took the bowl of tortillas and just like flung them up the skee ball machine, and it turns out I was actually at Dave and Buster's 2 doors down, and they kicked me out?
So you see just the sheer terror on her face of like, oh my God, what did I tell her? There have been so many shit nights at Javier's, you know?
Yeah, she really is. She really is like, I thought that my story about not having telephoned Emily in 2 years.
This was so fucking funny. Like Shannon literally has no idea, and she knows that she's caught, but she doesn't know how. And she's so good.
I'm pretty positive we have not talked in person in 2 years.
So funny. So she goes,
I don't know what I said.
And Emily goes, oh, well, from what she's told me, he's not invested in their relationship, and I think he's wasting her time, and I feel like she can do better. There, I'll just leave it at that. So then we get to Heather, and Heather goes,
oh, really? Well, Shannon pays for everything. The family dynamic isn't great. He's never slept over. His son lives with him, so she doesn't go over there. And you know what? I don't want to talk about it.
She was like, fuck this vault. If I'm going to be accused of opening the vault, I'm going to really open the vault. So she's like, what else is new? So then Vicky is like, I'm going to whoop it up. So she's like she's opening wine over in the corner. And then Shannon's like, you guys are making the decision on where my relationship goes because he's done. Okay. And I'm out. I am done. I don't care. Stop. Emily, I have never, ever loved anyone more. And you guys are putting my, you know what? I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to, I don't know how I'm going to talk him out about this tomorrow because it's our private business. And he's going to be furious once he is done drinking his fourth tequila before noon. He will be so angry.
And so she tries to storm off for the fourth time, right? She just keeps storming off and making it like 2 feet. So then Emily starts doing this thing where now she's screaming and crying. She's like fake crying. And she's going, Shannon, I mean, I share my private business, but I share it with you, Shannon. That's the difference. It hurts me that you won't share.
And she goes, but my relationship with John is good, except when we get in arguments. And people get in arguments.
And so Vicky shows up. Vicky shows up.
Please stop her from following me. I'm going to go. In case anyone didn't know from the past 20 minutes of me saying I'm going to go, I'm going to go. And everyone can talk about my relationship. I'm out. Done. Done. Don't make me look like my... Please don't make me look irrational. Oh, my God. Don't make me look irrational. I am done.
So then she walks off. She walks off screaming, I'm done. And then she walks back and goes, well, my relationship's over. Give yourself a pat on the back. Okay, now I'm done.
Now, please don't make me look irrational right now. I am done. This is it. You might as well stab me. Please don't make me look irrational.
So Emily now follows her down the driveway. So now Shannon's like down the driveway screaming at people. And Emily's like, no one wants you to be over. You just want people to support you. I want to support you and rally around you. And Vicky's there now, and she goes, you don't need a rally. She doesn't need a rally, Emily. She says, you don't want a rally, do you? No, rallies are stupid. We hate rallies. No rallies.
Yeah. And Emily's like, she's like, well, I've been trying to be a friend to Shannon. I'm saying we would be her fucking friend. We would be there for her, and I'd be your friend. Whatever you want, I want to be there for you, mother.
And Shannon's like, it's not that bad. I have arguments. It's fine. They're fun. They're fun, gentle, lovely arguments.
Okay, like, fine, Shannon, fine. So she goes back inside, still pretending to cry, which she's totally not. And then she tells us, she goes, well, she wants everything to be perfect and emotional, but John has called her names, and he called her fat and unattractive, and like that word, I don't even like that word. It makes my heart. Okay, so finally we get it. This is what all this is. John called Shannon fat. Fuck this guy. Are you fucking kidding me? Have you taken, what kind of mirror do you have at home? How dare you, sir? Okay, you are current Al Gore. How dare you?
Current Al Gore, which is a nice play on words, because Al Gore started a network called Current. But that's absolutely terrible. And I think that, like, I feel like Emily knows this, and Emily clearly feels like Shannon's protecting John, and she doesn't want Shannon to protect this guy who called her fat because it's so rude. So Emily's back with the others, and she's like, I'm always going to be the fucking bad guy in the situation. And Heather's like, well, you're making me the bad guy in the situation, Emily, which is fine. I love playing villains. Some of my best work is as a villain. Although, as it happens, my pilot was booked on me being actually the hero. So I really have a range, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, guess what? We're all the bad guy. And Heather goes, no, you're not getting off that easy. And she's like, well, no one comes out clean. Shannon's the good guy. We're all the bad guy. So then Tamara comes to the front door with Shannon and Vicky, and Shannon's still going off about, my conversation won't be the topic of my relationship.
I haven't talked to Emily and Gina since 2020. I can show you my bill from MCI. I have not talked to them once. Not so ever.
Now she's changed it. Now I've talked to them one time since 2020, since Emily just got her, right? So Emily's got proof. So she's like, oh, well, I've only talked to them once since 2020. And Vicky's like, okay, so they're just making this up. They're just making this all up, is what you're saying. She goes, yes. And they're making it sound like I call them all the time. That's what's happening. That is what's happening. Hold on. I've just butt dialed somebody. Hello? I don't know who your name is, but I'm in very much pain right now, and I would appreciate it if you'd listen to me.
So Jen's like, Emily, you are really shaken up right now. Thank you so much for shaking. It really just shows your vulnerability. Emily's like,
yeah, because I work so fucking hard to this point where Shannon and I are friends. And then when you say things that aren't, like, are honest, it's like, I don't know if my relationship with Shannon can survive this. I'm like, well, why are you working so hard to be friends with someone who you're not getting along with, who doesn't seem to like you, and then you think you finally get to a tenuous place and you can't be honest with them? Like, why? Like, this is, I mean, obviously Emily's mommy issues of, like, needing approval are coming to the fore here.
I guess so, but they, you know, you betrayed Shannon last year. I don't blame her for not trusting you, and you're not,
of course.
You haven't come anywhere in your friendship if you haven't even hung out or spoken since 2020, except for being on the show. So give me a break. You know,
I do believe that they've spoken. I think that Shannon was just too blasted to remember.
Maybe.
So yeah, Emily is like, well, she probably thinks I betrayed her. And you know, at the end of the day, who's going to be there? Is it going to be John, or is it going to be us? I'm putting money on us. And let's be honest, senior noodles.
So Emily's like, yeah, all I am, Heather, is fucking concerned, okay? And Heather's really pissed, so she just gives her a look. So then we go back to Tamara and Shannon, and Tamara's like, what did Heather say to you? And Shannon's like, well, that she's never heard a word of anything, and that she's faulted, and she said that I've told her a handful of things. Nope, I have not told you a handful of things. I've told you two or three things that have, when I've had a conversation, two or three, maybe four things, which is not a handful, that is.
So maybe six. I mean, there were large things that, you know, well, if you were to pick them up, they would probably fill out your hand.
Well, it's just, is my hand full? I could still carry things in this hand.
Not enough stuff to fill up a bag. Maybe a hand. But only 4 to 6, 7, perhaps 10 or 11 or 12. You know, just small things. Small to large, long conversations, you know?
So now Heather comes up and she goes, I just want to make sure you're okay. She goes, well, I'm not. And what's going on with your marriage, Heather Dubrow? And then we see an E! News headline pop up that says, Orange County's Heather Dubrow shuts down rumors her husband Terry cheated. And Shannon's like, because there's stuff on the internet, which my children read occasionally on their telephonos, about your marriage, Heather Dubrow. And she goes, Heather is like such a bad liar too, because she just like does that thing where she slumps and she waves her hand back and goes, meh.
It's not real. I don't know what your daughter Quincy read, but it's not real. Listen, sweetie, just because your relationship is no bueno, don't come after mine with dumb lies and rumors with ridiculous sources online. Ha ha ha. Everything is perfectly fine. Ha 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 ha.
There's no other reason that I forced a quick move to Los Angeles to get the hell away from sluts in Orange County. No way at all. So Shannon's like, well, I'm out. You just keep talking about me. I'm out. So she's doing this whole thing again. So then she goes, my God. So Heather's like, okay, so why isn't she talking about it? Everybody knows that she should talk about it. And this is where Shannon goes, you know what? I don't have affairs. I don't have bad shit. I have arguments that paralyze me.
Guys, everything is fine. We like have, you know, like we love each other so much. Occasionally we have an argument that utterly paralyzes me, but we're fine. So Heather's like, okay, we're going to talk. And so now Shannon is leaving. Now she's going down the driveway and Shannon's like,
you guys just please stop with the camera. Please stop. I am not a crazy person. I may have tracks of hair coming out of my wig. But that's purely Gina crazy. It is not Shannon crazy. I am a normal, sane person who has recently survived parallelism. Okay? I mean, paralysis. Paralysis.
Paralysism. So then she goes down the driveway. Then she runs back up the driveway screaming how crazy she's not. And then she gets right in the producer's face and she's like, we have a normal relationship.
Because I don't know if Shannon and John's relationship is normal, because I don't know how high compassion it is on that list with her. But what I do know is my friend Shannon wants the relationship to work. And when everyone's talking bad about it, she's gonna have the voices in her head and like, what don't I know? Like, what don't I see? Like what sort of fake cancer might he have? You know, what sort of California office is he gonna run for? I don't know. That's what she's thinking about.
Vicky, she's like, she wants to be delusional. Let's support her in her delusion, you know, because Vicky's needed that kind of support too. And I get it. You know, sometimes you just do need to support your friends in that. But Tamara kisses Jen bye, and Shannon's marching back to the door into the producers and going nuts and screaming, does anybody want to come talk to me? I'm not crazy. I'm not. I have normal fights that paralyze me. And I have talked about on that. I have talked about that on camera. Maybe you didn't hear me because I was saying it like this.
I called Emily and Gina one time in 2020, okay? And I have never called them since. Part of that is because I was paralyzed from an argument with John, but I really have not called them. I've bared my soul. I've told everyone.
It's like, that's just the Uber Eats guy, Shannon. I don't know, like, you should maybe just go home now.
And the producers,
I'm paralyzed.
The producers are cracking me up because you can tell Shannon. We've seen Shannon do this to the producer so many times too, where she gets pissed and she goes and starts yelling at the producers, and they are just staring. They're just staring back at her like, okay. They're just like, another day at the office, you know, and she's screaming about paralysis and she's screaming, and then she goes down to the car. So meanwhile, Heather pulls Emily aside because she's pissed at her, and she's like, you're my friend, Emily, and then we're sitting here tonight. What are you doing, man? Believe me, if I want to spread shit, I could do it. Lately, you're looking for shit to be pissed at with me, and I'm sick of it. I don't like it. And she's right. Emily has decided to come for her.
And she does a big overhead crab claw, like so big it can't even fit on the camera here. She's just like, she puts her claw up above, like she's doing like a drone shot with her claw. She's like, believe me, I could have spread shit. Look how high my claw goes. It could have alerted everyone in Orange County.
It has a great vantage point up there.
And here's what's so funny about Emily, because she goes, you've been trying to start fights with me all season. And then we see the clips of Emily trying to start all these fights with Heather. And then it cuts to Emily and she goes, oh, you have a point.
Yeah, you have to understand how fun it is to start fights with you. And Heather goes, we all have conversations, and we were all talking about it. And then, but then it becomes a Heather issue, and I understand it. I'm a very famous actress. You always want to take down the famous one. As a star, I'm used to haters. I get it. But seriously, this is not my fault. And Emily's like, but it's a Heather issue because she pulled you and told you. And then Gina is the one of all people who has the logic. She goes, you know what? We shouldn't get into semantics, okay? Shannon vaulted you. You vaulted us. Everybody's violating the vaulting. The point is this. Unless you have a home that can fit a vault, you shouldn't be worried about it, okay? And in my case, the only thing I can fit in my vault is tomato sauce.
And Heather's like, but here's the truth. We're worried about her. Mm-hmm. We're worried about her. Mm-hmm. And Gina's like, yeah, you know, like, I guess she's sensitive, but you can't just keep chucking people under the bus who are there trying to help you. So now we see Shannon loading into the car. I know, exactly. So now we see Shannon loading into the car. She's like, well, I thought I had a fault with Heather, but guess what? No fault. I learned. Faultless. And Vicky's still like, let's go whip it up, please.
Well, it's a fucking spectacle.
And that's it. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Orange County. What a classic episode. The dressed up like each other, the stupid fights, Tamara starting a fight and then getting away scot-free again, the Shannon losing it at producers, the entire episode. Just hilarious to me. I mean, this shit is so funny because it doesn't come across as fake to me at all. Like, I get so many situations are set up, but Shannon is just so Shannon, you know? It kills me.
She really
me.
Is. That's why Shannon's one of the greats. So thank you, everyone, for being here. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleon.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.